1099 and WSAU.com.
We refer to Tom around the office as Mr. Google Fingers, mainly because Tom is an expert at any time that you bring up something and he wants more knowledge about it, he immediately goes clickety-clickety to the Google.
Isn't that the best part of the internet? The best part of the internet is that there is no question these days that can go unanswered. You can find information on anything.
You have to be careful because, as we all know, not everything you read on the internet is true.
Right.
Like, I'm thinking
but if
that
you stay,
picture.
You stay out of the political realm of things. Most of the information you find does have some factual stuff to it.
Okay. All right. So I found an article of what do people in each state Google more than anybody else.
Ah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to Wisconsin.
Beer and half-naked women, is that what it is?
I wish.
The half-naked women part is universal.
Yeah,
let me give you the state. You tell me what you think. Real quick, just the first thing off the top of your head, okay? Boom, right. Boom, 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 boom. Alaska. What do they Google more than anything?
Weather.
Huh?
Salmon.
Mail-order brides.
Still?
Mail-order brides. Arizona.
Immigration.
What do you think, Chris? Arizona.
Cactus.
Conjugal visits.
Really?
Come on.
I got it off the internet, so we know it's true.
Not true.
Georgia.
Peaches.
Close.
Marrying first cousins.
Butt implants.
Oh, come on. This is a put on.
No,
this is from one of those.
Nope. This is
like
a research.
Websites.
Research analyzed Google.
The most searched thing in Georgia is butt implants.
This is what people look for. I've got the article right here.
Yeah.
All right. Look, the article's right here. Published by the great Estately blog website, whatever the heck that is. Louisiana.
Hot sauce.
That would be a good one. Nope. Golden Girls. not just the swing, not a strip club called Golden Girls.
Right.
The TV show.
Okay.
Maryland. What's the number one thing Maryland
Crabs.
Googles?
Crab cake.
Well, you have to be careful about that one. No, David Hasselhoff. Which he did do, wait a minute, he did do the SpongeBob SquarePants movie, and there's Mr. Krabs in it, so you are close.
All right.
Maine?
Lobster?
Cat pictures. Nevada. This actually makes sense.
Poker.
Yeah, I bet gambling-related stuff, sure.
Tattoo removal. And last but not least, Texas. And we're gonna do Wisconsin.
Barbecue.
Texas.
Barbecue.
Sure, you would think barbecue.
Cowboys.
Nope. Do I have herpes?
Oh, come on.
That is the number one thing Google.
Number one.
Yes, it is. No. All right, so let's get to Wisconsin, shall we? What do you think is the number one thing searched for in Wisconsin?
Beer.
Lyme disease.
Close. The number one thing that is searched for in Wisconsin is log rolling, followed very closely by Beanie Babies, the Green Party, menthol cigarettes, Mike's Hard Lemonade, Oprah's Book Club, and survival shelters.
This is a put on.
No, no, right. This is absolutely right. True. You can.
Well, we have a stumper for you.
Of course
today.
We do. That's what we do this time.
All right. And what you need to do is if you know the answer to the stumper, give us a call. If you haven't won something in 30 days, you could be a winner. 715-845-2155. That'll
Google is your friend, by the way.
Yeah. And yeah, this is lookupable, but we'll
is
see.
That
I don't know if it's a word, but it should be. If somebody can get this without looking it up, maybe we'll give them a bonus prize. Here's your question today. This is the anniversary of the publishing of the poem Casey at the Bat for the first time. It was published in the San Francisco Examiner in 1888. Mm. We all know from the poem that Casey made the last out of the game.
Right. What?
He struck out, right?
Right.
Who made the first two outs in that inning? The last names of the two players who made the first two outs in the inning where Casey struck out.
Excellent. That is a good stumper. And I'm going to guess Nancy Pelosi.
No, it's not. It wasn't. She wasn't around back then, really.
Are you sure?
Really. 1888, she was not around.
I'm pretty sure she's a member of the undead. All right, let's go to the phones. Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Ozzy and Harriet.
We're going to get a lot of stupid guesses this time, aren't we?
Do
Not Burns and Allen either, no. Mm.
Some of the people are listening to like Burns and Allen. What the heck? Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Cooney and Blake.
That's close.
All right, close. Thanks for calling. What's your guess? And apparently that scared them off. You can't have won anything in the last 30 days. Google it. Clickety-clickety.
It's in the second stanza of the poem.
Obviously, this is where who's on first came from.
No,
Abbott and Costello.
No.
Thanks for calling. What's your guess? You're going to be our last one.
Abner Doubleday.
You know what? I'm glad you called in. Wait a minute. We've got one more. Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Cooney and Barrow.
Cooney and Barrows would be correct.
Congratulations,
yes.
Sir. What's your first name?
Andy,
hold on for me because I'm going to give you something really nice.
Our earlier guest, Cooney and Blake. Blake was one of the guys who got a hit in that inning. He didn't make an out. Cooney and Barrows were the two guys that made the outs.
Excellent stumper today, my friend. You almost got him.